This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Whale.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This is now my favorite entry after a dolphin. This one's taken it.
It is ridiculous how those two form a pair. They were obviously written by the same person.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's somebody with a really great imagination who thinks that sea life is actually secretly like way cooler than it is.
Uh-huh.
And it's already very cool.
Yep.
So, and this one tricks you because it starts out kind of boring and then gets transcendent.
Well, when they start talking about the different flavors of whale, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because they set up like, oh, they're gigantic and they cause this amount of damage. They oftentimes just hit ships, blah, blah, blah. And then there's a little bit of like, oh, they're more in tune with the sea. And yeah, I love this sentence. Although they are neutral in alignment toward humanoids, their alignment toward sea life is generally lawful good.
Yeah. I like that. See, it seems right. You know, great size, power, diversity. They're masters of the sea. Cool, cool. Preserve order. Love it. You know, all these things are extremely good. Then they talk about all the natural things are fascinating about whales, because whales are fascinating.
Yes.
You know, talk about ambergris, and they talk about blubber and balenes and all that stuff. And then you get a little bit where you're like, oh, you know, this book, I was kind of expecting it to explain why sperm whales are called sperm whales rather than just going right into it, because the primary audience for this book would have been like 13-year-olds.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. You know, and I remember as a kid, like, thinking sperm whales are very funny until I learned why they're called sperm whales.
Right.
And it's like less gross, but it's still,
you just get sadder. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, it's not about cum. It's about like a waxy cum like substance that they have. So it's fool's cum. AKA vasectomy spurt.
That got too gross even for me.
But then you get to, God, where's the line where this really takes off? Where they're talking about giant whales and they're like knights. And I'm like, wait a minute.
You can't just do that to me.
Yeah, go on.
In cetacean culture,
knights are barons.
Yeah, it's okay.
Is so first off, similar to knights or barons to protect common whales
against evil sea monsters and whalers.
Oh my God, whale wars
in the cetacean culture.
Yeah. And then you get to the creme de la creme here, the Leviathan.
Oh yeah.
Which one? That's awesome. 1,000 feet long whale.
Uh-huh.
It is the lord of all whales and the intermediary between cetaceans and the gods. Pardon me? Like, are you in love? Like, what are you writing this for?
Yeah. Well, no. What they're trying to do is sell condos inside the Leviathan, because the Leviathan holds air pockets that are capable of sustaining a victim until it escapes or is digested. So yeah, they're definitely doing a hard sell on a couple of units up Leviathan way.
Yeah, my timeshare inside this singular ocean god. Yeah. And those exist in the giant whale as well. But the giant whale is only, you know, like 100 to 400 feet long.
Right.
This is 500 to 1,000 feet long. Like, you could put, you know, a whole like Kowloon Wall City inside this Leviathan.
Yeah.
They're always, you know, they meet once a year at these gigantic parties that last 6 months. Or is it once a year? It can't be once a year, 6 months, because that's my new favorite creature of anything. Gathering last 6 months. Oh, once a century.
Okay.
But it's a 6 month long party where they're attended by 2d10 giant whales and 10d10 other whales. So like, you roll up, like, you're the representative. You're the king of the Indian Ocean.
Yep.
You roll up here to find a mate. You check out what's happening with Atlantic.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, where does everyone go when you actually go and bone? You know,
you roll deep. You roll real deep.
Deep, yeah. Like, I'm gonna visit the Marianas Trench, if you know what I mean. God damn it, Arctic Ocean! Stop making that joke. You make it every century. You know, you gotta go.
If you think we're impressed,
yeah, we're really not. Go back to your weird, you know, chill zone.
Killer whale returns back to being, you know, kind of regular, right?
Just to... why do they end this with killer whale and narwhal?
Yeah,
because those are things that exist, and there's nothing really special about them.
No, like, the narwhal just has the line, it is the unicorn of the sea.
Yeah, which, like, for not for any of the things that are special about unicorns,
no,
but for their weird reagent you can steal from them.
Right,
like, except it's not useful.
Yeah,
you know, there's nothing here that's like, what's the medicine cabinet property of a narwhal?
Mm-hmm. So the adventure hook for this would be there's a Leviathan, but guess what? Oh boy, we got ourselves a Russian nesting doll situation inside. He's brought friends. He's got whale vanilla. He's got killer whale.
Yeah, killer whale.
Narwhal.
Method whale. Red whale. If you kill a Leviathan, it will result in every whale within that ocean converging on the killer to avenge their lord's death.
God.
Every whale in that ocean. Man. Like, can you imagine just seeing such a thing? This is like the mind's eye property of this Monsters Manual entry just like does it for me.
Yeah.
Like imagining everything that happens in here. Like, I already liked whales. I think whales are badass and cool. This just really cements that for me.
Yeah.
It also has that like that documentary quality where like, you know, the sea is a mystery.
You don't know which part of this is true.
Yeah. Like the sea is like a mystery, and it's like, oh, there could be a 1,000-foot long whale, like really deep under the water that we don't know about yet. Mm-hmm. I would buy that.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you know how big this world is? How big the ocean is? Come on.
Yeah. It's you know, nigh infinite. It's effectively infinite. We can't explore it. So just like, you know, put like, I don't know who's the governing body I'm talking to. I guess I'm praying is what this is.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.